What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Easygoing Podcast with your hosts, Juan Marcel
and Rylan. I don't know why I did it like that.
So let's get into, first of all, the weekly update.
We recently just went to Lake Como, which, if you don't know, is like a 30-minute train ride, maybe 45-minute train ride from Milan.
It's a special place to us. We were there like a year ago, or maybe a little over a year ago.
Yeah.
We went to the same exact spot that we went to that first time that we went together. It's such a sweet memory mm-hmm. for us. It's called Foggetto Lario, which, when you first get to Lake Como and to the ferry, there's like huge lines and you're like, oh my gosh, this place is crowded. But if you just go to the right spot, like, we go to Foggetto Lario and
it's quiet.
Bam. We have it to ourselves. It's like a private little section.
Yeah. And they have a little place where you can swim. Like,
there's a bar that we love called Lido. Foggetto. It's perfect.
And it's so nice.
If you're ever in Lake Como, we heavily recommend it. But besides that, we have some exciting stuff coming up. As of this Friday, we are leaving Milan briefly to go to Valencia, Spain.
Yes.
Because my cousin is having her wedding there. The whole family has been ready to travel, ready to come out for that wedding. So it's like even more exciting because literally like so much of my extended family is coming. And Rylan's going to be meeting a lot of them for the first time.
Yes.
Are you nervous?
I'm very nervous. But we were talking about this earlier today. It's like the perfect event to meet all of his family at because it's not about meeting me. It's about
the wedding.
His cousin getting married. So
you're going to do great. They're going to love you. So
I hope so.
And it's exciting. We're going to be in Spain. And also, it's our first wedding together.
Yes.
So are you going to try and catch the bouquet or what?
I'm going to do everything to catch that bouquet.
You're going to be throwing elbows?
I'm going to be throwing elbows. I will catch that bouquet.
Right after meeting everybody, you're just freaking knocking people out.
And finally, this week is going to be a super busy week because I have to work 3 days of this week before we leave on Friday. And it's going to be really hectic. So
we are kind of trying to figure out how we're going to put out a vlog on YouTube this week.
It's going to be tough.
We've decided, since our only actual free day is Wednesday, we're going to do just like a day trip. And one of the spots that we both individually love and have both gone to several times is Venice.
Yes.
And we've never gone together, but we've always like talked about it to each other about how much we love it. So we think it'll be so cool to be able to experience it together. And it's also very, if you've ever been to Venice, Italy, it's like very small.
Yeah.
And you can pretty much walk the whole length of the city within an hour almost.
And I feel like it's very romantic.
Yeah.
Because they have the little, what are those boats called?
Gondolas.
Gondolas. And
yeah, but I'm saying like it's small as in it's perfect for a one day kind of
vlog. Oh yeah, definitely.
Because we can pretty much cover all of it in a way that's not stressful.
Yes.
And still put out a very high quality vlog and get to enjoy it as well.
Yeah, and it's going to be really, really cool. It's a vlog.
And very romantic.
So let's get into today's topic, which was actually requested by one of our followers on TikTok.
TikTok.
Anyways.
Yes, it was Emma off of TikTok. And here's the question that they asked. They said, how to better trust your partner? Could you please give tips for us girls with trust issues? Well, this is a great topic. First of all, I think a lot of us look at trust as something that the other person has to earn from you, which I personally feel like should not be the case. I think trust is something that you personally have to decide to give to someone until they prove to you that they do not deserve it anymore. If you start out the relationship already not trusting somebody, then there's really no actual way that they can earn that trust from you.
Exactly. They can just prove your point, basically.
They can either, you're going to just be looking for ways to reinforce the fact that they are not worth your trust.
Understand that trusting somebody isn't controlling their actions. Obviously, like, you can't control what anyone does.
Trust does not equal control. Like, limiting somebody
exactly.
or changing what they're doing in order to fit what you
need or whatever. Yeah.
Like you need to look at the person naturally as they are and decide, is this someone that I can trust?
Exactly.
Not, okay, I need to work on this person. Especially starting out, you cannot. It's just like not going to work out that way.
If you literally go through their phones or know all their passwords or anything, everything, but they are a cheater with intentions of cheating on you, they will find a way. They're going to find a new way. They're going to figure it out.
They're just going to get more creative with it. Yeah,
exactly. So
if some of you have grown up with super strict parents, you know, no matter how strict they were with you or how they locked you down, you just found a new way to go out there and hang out with the friends that you wanted to hang out with.
Exactly.
And do the things you wanted to do. You just became more sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the same thing. Not to relate a partner to a parent, but that's just how human beings are.
Yeah.
If you have the intention of doing something, if you have a desire to do something, you are pretty much going to do it as a human being. Hopefully, in the case of cheating, you don't have a desire to cheat.
But what we're saying, your partner doesn't.
But what we're saying is you, no matter how much you try to control that person who has a desire to cheat or has the ability to cheat, they will just do it anyways.
Exactly. So instead, you need to decide going into the relationship if that person is worth trusting or if there's too many things about what they do or them that makes you feel uneasy about them or the future relationship.
Yeah. Look at the red flags and actually take them into account. Like, don't turn a blind eye to them. That's exactly what red flags are supposed to be for. Like, people will show you who they really are. When those red flags start popping up, that's them showing themselves. That's who they really are. You, as a person that's considering going into a relationship and trusting this person and letting your guards down, you need to be wary of these things. And if they start popping up beyond a reasonable amount, then you probably can't trust this person. It's not going to work out. And you need to trust yourself on that. Do they respect you when you bring up or mention something that's making you feel uneasy? Do they want to fix the issue? Do they acknowledge it and say, oh, okay, I understand. Yeah, this is what that is. Or are they acting defensive about it?
Yeah.
Are they dismissive?
Or like basically defensive as in they have no solution or like
no desire to find a solution with
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
For example, to relate it to something we went through in the beginning of our relationship, a sensitive topic with a lot of couples is social media. And it's such a gray area, and it's just this weird thing in relationships where for some people, a lot of things are okay.
Yeah.
For others, they're not. Also, there's this thing around social media, especially with most guys, where it's like, oh, it's just social media. Why is it a big deal?
Yeah.
And like they're super dismissive about it.
Basically, what Juan is talking about is, for example, in our relationship or the beginning of our relationship, I had to have the conversation with him of what made me feel uncomfortable on social media. And for me, that was him following certain types of girls. Like, you know,
there's some times where a person will follow you on social media where you don't know them really.
Yes.
You kind of like know maybe through somebody else or like, for example, with modeling agencies for me, if a model would follow me who I had never personally met.
Yeah.
There was no real reason I needed to follow them.
Yeah.
They didn't provide any sort of either friendship value or I was learning something.
Yeah.
Or, but it was just like, you know, if they're just posting their body all the time or something that maybe you would think is disrespectful for me to be looking at, you kind of brought it to my attention like, well, you can follow whoever you want, but why are you following this girl?
Yeah.
I was always in the beginning like, it's just, you know, that's what you do on social media. Like somebody follows you, it's you have this random connection, maybe, you know, I don't know, whatever reason, just do it.
But exactly.
When you brought it to my attention, and you were like, get to the bottom of like why you follow this person. Is it for disrespectful reasons without you maybe meaning to or not?
Yes.
But it could just be disrespectful. And I thought about it and I was like, you know what? Yeah, she's right. Like, I think we're all programmed to think of it as like not a very big deal.
Yeah.
But it is a little disrespectful and it can send the wrong message to not only your partner, but the person that followed you.
Mm-hmm.
Now you follow them back and they're like, oh, okay. Maybe they take it as like, oh, he's interested.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Exactly.
When even if that's not what you're intending to send across, you don't want that out there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that energy around your relationship. That's something I understood when she brought it up. For some others, it might not be the case. Some partners, they might not feel that way about social media.
Yes.
Also, for some of you who have been challenged on this view, you may really stick strong to it doesn't send that message, or it's not something that should be, you know, partners shouldn't be telling each other what you can and can't do on social media.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of different views on this. That's why it's a gray area. I don't think there's a right or wrong.
It's just, it comes down to your relationship and what works for you guys. Basically, for me, social media led to a lot of trust issues, and that's something that I really had to express to Juan.
Yeah.
And I think that he came to understand it in a very healthy way. We managed to find a healthy way with social media.
We moved forward from that, and now it's never been a problem.
Yeah.
And that's why we're using this example. It's okay for red flags to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a red flag for you, also part of noticing red flags is talking them out.
Exactly.
See how they respond. Do they want to fix it? Are they defensive? These are the types of things that can tell you, okay, let me stop here before we go deeper into this.
Yep.
Because I'm not going to be, this person does not deserve my trust going into it.
Exactly.
And I've decided that.
So once you've decided to fully put your trust into someone, now the next thing that you need to worry about is having an open communication with that person, you know, being able to talk to them about these things, because when there are bad days, which there are going to be bad days, we all need reassurance.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to need that reassurance. And it's important to have the room for communication, especially if you do have trust issues or you suffer from a little bit of past experience trauma.
Yeah. Sometimes on these days or these moments where you are experiencing those flare-ups of trust issues, you may turn to the unhealthy methods of fixing them or dealing with them. For example, once you've decided that you're going to trust somebody, I feel it's unacceptable, I think, to go through someone's phone.
Yeah, definitely.
Without their permission or mm-hmm. whatever.
Or doing something behind their back.
It's unacceptable to me because if your partner catches you doing that, what it communicates is, hey, I absolutely don't trust you whatsoever, to the point that I am going to breach your privacy, go through your phone and find proof of what I believe you're doing.
Yeah.
And if you're the person, the other person who this is being done to, and you're not doing anything wrong, this is very
unsettling.
And it doesn't make you feel good.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I am not doing anything to justify this behavior from you. And on top of that, you're kind of disrespecting me.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying I'm not worth talking to about it first. I'm not worth, my words don't mean anything. My actions don't mean anything. You are just going to go and do what you want to do.
Exactly.
To fix whatever you are facing.
You should really turn to things that rely on that trust, like talking to them,
mm-hmm.
to your partner, or finding what the root of the problem is, what's making you feel that way. Maybe it's not even your partner that's making you feel that way. Maybe it's past trauma or scars that you have from past relationships.
But it's very important that you understand where that's coming from.
Exactly.
Before you act on anything. Because like I said, if there is just like undeniable something is going on.
Yeah, or you see a text message that says like something that you're like, okay.
Come and get a piece.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, tonight I'm going through that damn phone. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you need to understand where that's coming from.
Yeah.
Now, in the event that your partner actually does do something that breaks your trust, let's talk about that. I think, and I've always thought, that it's so essential to personally establish what your threshold is.
Yes.
Before entering any relationship. Like, what is the line that once it is crossed for you, it's game over, you're leaving, and that's it. Be honest with yourself about what that is. Don't say something is the line that really isn't the line that you're willing to forgive. Like, really look at it and establish what that line is. And once you do, stick to that.
Exactly. I remember our conversation, me and Juan had a conversation even before we started dating.
Yeah.
And we had a conversation about this exact thing, which was what our threshold was for, you know, if somebody breaks our trust or a future partner breaks our trust. We were talking about each other, basically.
I make it a huge point whenever I'm in the talking stage even or anything.
Yeah.
I always was just like, hey, for me, the line, it may sound obvious to some of you, but it's not for others. And that's okay as well, you know, to each their own. But for me, the line is cheating. And that means everything that falls under the umbrella of cheating.
Yes.
So it's not just literally sexually cheating on your partner. It's also
emotionally
cheating, text messaging someone with the intent of cheating, anything like that. Things that are like, this is cheating. You should not be doing this with anyone other than your partner.
Yeah.
That is the line for me. And I had to establish that early on because I just know that I'm a naturally pretty forgiving person. And if you aren't clear with yourself on what that line is, you let people disrespect you.
Exactly.
And that can build up. And also it can lead you to forgive someone for something that you actually can't forgive internally.
So if your partner does something that challenges your trust, but maybe doesn't cross that line that you have established,
it's essential that first of all, you take time to yourself to reflect on what they did, why you think they did it, where it's coming from, and really, most importantly, can you forgive them for what they did? If you can, what would it take in order for you to forgive them? What do you need to hear from them?
Yeah.
Or what change do you need to see in them for you to forgive them?
And once you take that time and figure that out, speak with your partner. It's important that you have a real goal in mind going into the conversation. And to be honest, it's easier said than done, but you need to resist just speaking to them out of stress or anger or just emotion.
Yeah.
Tell them what exactly they did that hurt you and what you need from them.
Yeah.
If they respond well to this and take accountability and show you that they actually want to fix it, then it's up to you whether you are willing to reset that trust again and move forward or not.
That's the key in what you're saying is for your own sake and the sake of your relationship and for your partner's sake, once you do decide to forgive them and move forward, that's exactly what you have to do.
Yes.
Get everything that you need to get out about the situation before you forgive them and move on.
Yes.
Because a toxic thing that can start to happen if you don't do this is that you can continue to bring this same thing up over and over again, even if your partner has started to do the necessary steps to fix it and they already apologized and you've already had the conversation. And this can cause resentment to start to build up about it, and they can start being very defensive when you bring it up. And no one is necessarily wrong or right in that situation. Like, you're not wrong if you're still hurt about something.
Yeah.
And they're not wrong about being angry that you're still bringing something up that you claim to have forgiven them for.
Yes, exactly.
And so it will just make your lives a lot harder than if you were to just have never forgiven them in the first place.
Yeah.
When you knew you couldn't actually forgive it. You know, trust and love and relationships are hard work. And you just need to do the work. We all have trust issues. And that's what's important to understand is, like, I have some stuff from my past that has happened in relationships that have led to me having lots of trust issues. And you wouldn't guess it from how Rylan and I are with each other.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't seem that way, but it's because of the healthy mechanisms that we've put in place and the healthy discussions that we have about
it
and working through them together. That's kind of what has led to the trust issues not being a defining factor of this relationship.
Exactly.
Whereas in past relationships, trust issues have been a real roadblock and ultimately the end of relationships.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just hard work. You're going to have to work on it. And that's what I'm trying to say with that.
Lastly, in the case that your partner actually breaks your trust completely from a point that is like irreversible.
Yeah, you can't forgive them for it.
Yeah, or it's like unrepairable.
But yeah, if they cross the line that you have set.
Exactly.
For example.
Exactly. Obviously, you will have a huge scar from this and you're potentially going to be very traumatized from it. Me and Juan have both been in past relationships. We've had exes who have done this to us.
Mm-hmm. And we've crossed the line that we've set.
And
you could potentially carry that over with you into a new relationship. It's super important to just be self-aware in that and understand in moments of doubt in these new relationships that those feelings may actually not be coming from something your partner is doing, but something from your past that's resurfacing.
Exactly. And to understand a healthy line between when something is feeling like something's actually wrong in the relationship or when it's something that's being triggered from your past.
Yeah.
The worst feeling is realizing that you've self-sabotaged because of those scars and they've shown up now in your new relationship.
Or they sometimes even ruin a new relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
You let them take over and maybe cause you to turn away from something that was actually good.
Exactly. For example, maybe if your new partner is bringing you flowers one day, you could just react really poorly to this because in your past relationship, your ex used to bring you flowers whenever maybe he would do something wrong.
Yeah.
For example. And now you're lashing out at your new partner.
Or you're feeling like, what is he doing? What
exactly,
did he do?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So you're kind of like questioning, oh, he's done something wrong because he brought me flowers. But really,
they're
that's
just trying to be kind to you.
Yeah. And you are having a trauma response to your past. And be honest with yourself if you're not ready to enter a new relationship. Like if your trust is broken so much from your past relationship that you haven't repaired it within yourself, those traumas are going to come out way too often.
Yeah.
Then it's your job and your responsibility to heal yourself, I think.
Yeah, before going into something new, not only for your own sake, but it's also not very fair for a person who's coming into this situation with you and actually opening themselves up to you and trying to help you work through these things when you're just not ready.
Yeah.
It's draining for them. It's unfair.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how hard they try or how much they work with you to get through these trust issues, you just have something much deeper that you need to work through individually.
Yeah.
And there's nothing they can do about it. And if these past traumas do come up in a new relationship, for example, once again, with the social media thing that we were talking about, you explained to me that this came from a past trauma.
Yes, exactly.
Involving social media.
Yeah.
For me, it felt nice that you were being vulnerable with me and you were clearly reaching out to me to be like, can you please not make me go through these same feelings and things again? So that's what I'm saying is if you open up to your partner about it, if they're a healthy partner and they want to work on these issues with you, then they will be very receptive to it. You just have to know exactly where it's coming from and know what you're even trying to say or what this person can do to help you work with it. Once again, trust issues are normal.
Yes, everybody has trust issues, basically. I think mostly everybody has trust issues.
And both parties of any relationship have to do the hard work to work on them.
Basically, everybody has a little baggage and we all need to work on, I mean, in a relationship, you just need to work on that together and be open with it and be aware of it. But anyways, we hope that this was helpful.
Yes.
And thank you so much, Emma, for the question.
Yeah, it really was such an important topic that we're both really happy that we got to speak on. If you listening would like to submit questions, give us episode topic suggestions, or just say hi, you can always do that at the podcast email, which is easygoingpod@gmail.com. We read all of those, as well as at the bottom of each Spotify episode. If you scroll down, we always leave a Q&A prompt for you to submit things anonymously, and we read every single one of those. You can always DM us, comment on YouTube, TikTok. As you can see, this episode was based off of a TikTok comment. So, yeah, we love getting suggestions from you guys because it makes us excited.
Yeah.
Knowing that we are talking about something that you all actually care to hear us speak about.
And you guys always give the best topics to talk about.
Yeah, definitely. Also, guys, we just passed 150 five-star reviews on Spotify.
Insane. Honestly. Yeah. It's like...
You guys continue to shock us with those.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Keep those coming, guys. I mean, let's hit the next goal. Let's go to 200, baby.
Yes.
I think we can get it. So that would be amazing. And as always, if you'd like to leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts, that would be huge. Yeah. We love reading those and seeing those. So bonus points to you if you write us a review. But either way, we love and appreciate you guys.
We love you so much. And we will talk to you next week.
Yes.
We love you guys.
Bye. Love you guys. Bye.